Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Pekudei. Much of Parshas Pekudei, as we know, deals with the Torah's description of the fulfillment of a number of the commandments, which are the mitzvahs that were presented earlier on, especially in Parshas Tetzaveh, dealing with the big day kahuna, the special garments that the Kohanim wore and that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So we look in the first source in Perek Lamed Tes, starting in Pasuk Chaf Beis, speaks about the me'il, a certain type of robe. Vayas is me'il ha'ifod ma'aseri klil techeles. It was completely techeles, this blue color. Ufiya me'il b'socha k'visach ha'sofa l'fif l'sofa v'lo yukareya has a, around the collar and so on, a hole, an opening that's not supposed to rip. There's some question as to exactly what the robe, what the me'il looked like. It had sleeves, it didn't have sleeves, was it open and not open? A lot of different, several different opinions. But anyway, it says in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, "Vayas al shule hamiel at the bottom, at the edge of the robe, rimone tcheles v'argamor salas shani mashzar." Rimone is a pomegranate, means a pomegranate shaped, you know, a circular pomegranate shaped bunch, so, you know, of woven tcheles argamor and tolas shani. Tcheles is bluish, and argamor is purplish, and tolas shani is red. Okay, it was woven by these three, and then Pasuk Chaf Hey, "Vayasu pamone zahav tahor." They would make bells out of pure gold. And the bells were put inside these rimonim. Again, they weren't really pomegranates, but it means that it was a shape of pomegranate interwoven with blue, purple, and red wool. Now, and then the pasuk says, pamon rimon, pamon rimon. You had a bell and you had this rimon, this pomegranate-shaped item made out of wool. Pamon rimon, pamon rimon, al shule mil saviv, l'shoreis kasher tiva, shemes moshe. So those are the psukim here in our center, parakim ha-metes, psukim chav beis through chav vav. The original tzivu is found in Parshas Tetzaveh, a printed source number two, parak chav ches, shmos, lamed aleph through lamed hey. The same thing, asisa savil, ifod kalut cheles, etc. And in pasuk lamed gimel, asisa al shule Rimo al shula rimone tchelis v'argamos al shani al shul of saviv pane pamone zahav b'socham saviv golden bells again pamon zahav rimon. Now pasuk says pamon rimon in the tzavet says pamon zahav rimon al shula mitzaviv, and then it adds in pasuk lamed hey, which in parashat tzavet parakov ches pasuk lamed hey, it doesn't say by us here v'hoya al aron l'shareis v'mishma kolo b'vo el hakodesh v'fnei Hashem v'tzeis v'lo yomos. Aaron had to be heard, so to speak. The Kohen Gadol, this meal would be heard when he entered into the Kodesh to serve, and when he came out, and that way he wouldn't die. Okay, let's skip for a second the last Rashi in three, then we'll come back. There in Parashat Tetzaveh, Perkav Ches, Pasuk Omei, Veloyamus, Miklalav, Atashomehain. Im Yelo, Lo Yishchav Misiv. He has these items on him, he wears the garments in his fashion, he won't die, implying that if he doesn't, he's what's called Mechusar Begodim, he's missing some of the Begodim, and he goes inside, then he's it's a capital offense. Okay, but let's look at Rashi there says. Again, in Parshas Pekudei, Rashi doesn't say much because he already described it in Parshas Tetzaveh. So look at the Rashi there in Tetzaveh, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Rimone Agulim V'chalulim, Hayakamin Rimonim Asim Kebetes Tanagos. Okay, Rimonim, these pomegranate-shaped wool items were you know, the shape of a pomegranate, empty in the middle, empty inside, like an egg. You know, an egg was opened. Kamin Rimonim Asim Kebetes Tanagos, like an egg. Upamone Zahav, you had bells of gold. Now, Upamone Zug is the outer part of the bell. In Imbalin, the Imbalin is the, I think it's technically called a clapper. You know, that the thing inside the bell that clanks against the side of the bell that makes it ring. Okay, I think that's called the outside of the Zug, the inside is called the Inbal. Okay, Shibitochum, so it means the clapper. And Besochum Saviv, Rashi understands that when the relationship between the bells and these pomegranate shaped items that hung from the bottom of the eel is, says Rashi there in Tetzaveh and Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Perkav Ches, Besochum is a Beinehem Saviv. Besochum doesn't literally mean inside, but rather within them, is next to them. So you had, as Rashi says, Bein Shnei Rimonim, Pamon Echa Davuk with Talib Shul Amil. Inside each, in between rather, not inside, in between each one of these Rimonim was a bell. So you had Rimon. Pamon Zav Rimon, as Rashi says in Lamed Daled, Pamon Zav Rimon, Etzlo, I mean next to it. Okay, so there's two ways really to tell what it means, Besoch. Does it mean inside? In other words, the bell will be placed inside this woolen pomegranate shaped item, or would it be next to? So Rashi clearly understands that there were two separate things. It was a Pamon Rimon, Pamon Rimon. It says in our Pasuk also, here in Pekudah and Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Chavav, Pamon Rimon, alternating, okay, next to it. However, not everybody agrees with that. If you look in the Chizkuni, there in Parshat Tetzaveh, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Lamed Al 4, Pamon Zav Rimon, HaRimon, Asilios, HaPamon, HaPamon, Chovei to Makish Alav, Lotzi Kol. Sounds like it's inside, right? The bell clanks against, you know, inside the Rimon. Ibn Ezra, there in Parshat Tetzaveh, Perek Chavches, Pasuk Lamed Al, Dumas Vasisa, presents as a machoka. So Kadmonen Zal Amru, Ki Rimon Saviv Hama'il, Upamon Bein Shnei Rimonim. You had these pomegranate shaped wool around the edge of the robe, and a pamon, there was a bell in between each of two of the rimonim. See, according to this approach, the bells would be visible because you'd have hanging from the edge of the robe, you'd have a rimon and a pamon, a rimon and a pamon. It's alternating, so the pamon, the bell would be seen, the golden bells. But others say, says Ibn Ezra, ki pamonim enam nirim, the bells would not be seen. Rakhein besocha rimonim. Bisham Yashmikol, they were inside. In other words, the woolen pomegranate shaped item was sort of like an enclosure, was the outside of the bell. So that's a machlokas. The Ramban, Rashi, as we saw, says clearly that it's alternating, that the bells were next to the pomegranates. The Ramban disagrees. They're in Parashat Tetzaveh. Parakav Chesav Hosalam and Alf again. Diba Masul Me'il, 6. Loya Dati Gamkein, Lama Oso Harav HaPamonim La'atzman. I don't understand why Rashi assumed that the bells were individual by themselves. Pamon Bein Shnei Rimonim. There was a bell in between the two Rimonim. No. Kim Kain Lo Har Rimonim Misham Shim Klum. Because then what was the purpose served by these Rimonim? Even Lenoi, you tell me they're just decorative. Okay. Lamai Osim Kamin Cholim. Why the inside have to be hollow? Okay. Yasem Kamin Tapu Chazov. Like, total, like, you know, clothes. It would be easier to make it that way, apparently. But Ode. Shahat Tzarech HaKosu Lefarsh Bamei Yisleh Pamonim. Then the Pasuk should have said where the bells go and so on. Anyway, so he is of the opinion, ki avolheim betocham mamish, third line of 6. According to the Ramban, the bells were inside this woolen pomegranate-shaped item. Kerimonim chalim, I assume, kaminu ketanim shalom pascho piyim, they're like pomegranates that didn't yet develop and some fully open. Aponim temunim bahem, the bells were hidden inside, benirim besot mitocham. Okay, now, then the Ramban adds, below pirishar kosim minyonim. The Torah doesn't tell us, that never tells us how many of these things were there. 1, 2, 5, you know, it says it was along the edge of the robe, but how many? There were 72, okay, 72, you know, bells, and inside, the clapper that makes it ring. Okay, you have the robe hung down, so 36 of these bells on one side, and 36 on the other side, if we go to more in Zvachim Daf Peches, which we in the second Rabbi Bachya, also agrees with Ramban, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Lamanal, Chilu Techela 7, Laos Hosev, Ayin Beis, Rimonei, Techelis, Ragamon, Sol Shani, 72 of these pomegranates, Lamed Vav Mitzad Knaf Shalmin, Lamed Vav Mitzad Knaf Shalmol, 36 on each side, Ahor Rimonim Chaolim, but these Rimonim, these woolen pomegranates were empty, were hollow, and the bells were inside. And he says that's what the Gemara implies in Zvachim. Iron Bay Zugim Besochem, Iron Bay Imbalim, Hayu Lamed Rav Mitzadze, Lamed Rav Mitzadze, and so on. And that's what it means. Pamon Zav Rimon, Pamon Zav Rimon, Biro Betoch Rimon. Anyway, so you see, it's a machlokes before Shmuel Chumash, exactly what it looked like, whether the Rimonim and the Pamonim were separate, or the Pamonim were inside the Rimonim. The Gemara that they both refer to, Ramban and the Rebbe refer to, is in Zvachim, Pei Ches from the Bays. The Gemara says as follows: A Tana Rabbanan Meil Kulo Shel Tchelas. High number one, the Meil, the robe itself was completely Tchelas. Shenamar Vayasim Yilek Von Kulo Tchelas. Fine. Shulav Ketsa, the borders, the edge of the robe. What did it look like? Maybe Tchelas Argamon with Shalas Shani Shizurim. You'd have blue, purple, and red wool, you know, interwoven. But Osan Osan Kamin Rimonim. It would look like pomegranate Shalopisco Pien. Okay, Rashi explains when, you know, the pomegranate's on the tree before it ripens, that's what it looks like. Okay. Kamin Konos or Knosa Rosh Tinoko, some type of a hat that the children used to wear that looked like that, a helmet of some sort. Umevim Shivim Ushnaim Zogin Shevahen Shivim Ushnaim in Balim. You had 72 bells with 72 clappers inside, so it rings. Vitole Bohen Shoshim Shisho Mitzadze, Shoshim Shisho Mitzadze, 36 on each side. Rabbi, that's one opinion. Rabbi Dosa Omer Shimon Yehuda Shloshim Shisha. They actually know there were a total of 36. Shmona Esav Mitzad Zev Shmona Esav Mitzad Zev. 18 on each side for a grand total of 36. And then we more add something which we'll talk about a little bit also. Omer Imini Bar Soson Kemachokas Kan Kach Machokas Bemara Negoim. This is parallel to a machlokas by the different shades to determine whether someone has a nega tzoras or not. It's not maros negoim, Rabbi Dosa ben Hercules, Omer Lamed Vav, and Akavim Mahal Omer Shimon Shnaim, same machlokas with 36 different shades of 72. And that's not a random thing. That's what the world is one thing to do the other. It happens to me that the same machlokas, 36 versus 72, but it's connected. Because later on in that same page in Zvachim, Peches Amazing, where it says, Me'il Mechapar on Lashon Hara. Okay, one of the things that served by the Me'il was the Mechapar of the Chet of Lashon Hara. I mean, what does it got to do with Lashon Hara? I mean, I, Amr B'chanina, Yavo, Dover, Shebekol, V'chapar, El Kol Hara. Something which makes noise, the bells ring, they clang. Okay, they ring, so something which makes noise comes to Mechapar for a bad noise. Okay, so it's the same Machlokas, you can look at the Rashi. Now, from the Gemara, and this is what the Ramban pointed out, what we saw before, we saw six. If you look in the Gemara, not the Ramban, but the Menabachim mentioned this, okay? Menabachim 7 mentioned this in Parshat Tetzaveh. Look at the language of the Gemara, just in terms of pronouns. The Gemara says, you take the bells and the rimonim. At first, it talks about how you make the rimonim. Then, in the second line of 8, maybe shivashtaim zogin shivahem shivashtaim imbalin, 72 bells with their clappers inside. Betole bahen, and you put in them. What's bahen? What's the antecedent of that pronoun? Says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, Pasha says the antecedent is the rimonim that you talked about before. So it says bahen, you put them inside them, not next to. That's his riot. They're told in bahen, because what else is bahen referred to? You hang the bells in them. What's the them? The them are the rimonim. So that's like the Ramban Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. However, full disclosure, you look in source number 10, the Shita Mekubetzes, printed on the side of the page there in Zvachim, says it's a different girsa. Those gimel, 10. The tole bow. Bow, Shloshim, etc. Tavis, Bohen, Nimchak, not Bohen, but Bow. Oh, what's Bow? What's the answer to that pronoun? The Me'il. So, depending on what your gear says in the Gemara, that may make the difference. If you hold it says, Vitole Bohen, that the bells were hung in them, the them means the Rimonim. So, it's inside the Rimonim, like the Rabban Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar claim. The other hand, if the gear says Tole Bow, you hang it on the Me'il, it's separate from the Rimonim. That's how Rashi. So it's a machlokas. The Rambam, Hilchos Klei Mikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Daled 11, paskens like Rashi. Or maybe Tchelis Argomos Hashani Kol Min Mishloshon Shozur. You know the way you weave it tells you how you weave it and so on. And anyway, you'll have altogether of the three types. You have groups of eight and so on. Anyway, so the three times is 24 threads. Okay. Anyway, Kamin Rimonim like these Rimonim. Or maybe Shnayim Mishim Zugim Ubahem Shnayim Mishim in Balim Hakolzav the Tole Bow. Rashi says you hang on it on the Meil. Shisho Shloshim Shulei Klavzeh, but Shisho Shloshim Shulei Klavzeh. 36 on each side. And the Hazugim Inbal Hatoli Bein Shnehem. Okay. That's what it means. That's the pamon in between each rimon. So that's like Rashi. So Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how to learn how these bells were hanging from the Me'il, either inside these rimonim or separate from them. As far as the issue of the Maseches Negoim, so the Mishnah Negoim said Perek Aleph Mishnah Daled 12, Rabbi Chanina ben Chizkana Kone Omer Maros Negoim Shishosar, Dosi ben Hercules Omer Maros Negoim Shloshim Shisha 36, and Akav Menahal Omer Shivim Shnayim. Bar Tanur right away says the first girsa is wrong. We knock out that girsa. Maros Negoim Shloshim Garcina Lo Garcina Maros Negoim Shishosar. Number 36 explains they get the 36, the different types of the tzaras you can have in different places. Okay, we don't need to go through all that now. Karachas, Gabachas, Shchin, Mikva, all the different types of, we'll get to it. Parshas Tazriyam, the Tzor. But anyway, different types of skin lesions or whatever word you want to use. Anyway, so the 36. And Akavim Rahalo says the next Baratanura says 72. Okay, 36. You know, when you first come to the coin, another 36 after the week, we wait and so on. Okay, and the details, not that important for us. But what emerges is that the, there's a parallel. And Tosas and Zochim, Dura Maskel Kimachlokas on that Daf Bechaz, he says, Peshman Atam, the Tole Haibai, it's not random. The Machlokas, how many bells there were 36 and 72, and the Gemara says, "Oh, the same machlokas exist by tzoras." Ben Tam says, "No, tolahai b'hai the mishum the meil bol lechaper al shnahara. The meil, as we said, the Gemara there itself says later, it's mechaper on lashon hara. And that's why you get Nagoyin Saras in the first place. Can I prepare Kesh Berachin? Your first thing more in Erechin, Tezzanim Aleph, 15. Omer Shul Barachmoni, Omer Yochin, Al Shiva Dvarim Nagoyin Boim, Aloshin Hara is one of them, the first one. And then it also says over there, Me'il Mechapar Aloshin Hara, Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Dover, Yavo Dover, Yavo Dover, Sheb, Sheb, Bekol, Vichapra, Maisa, Kol. So clearly, that's what Ben Thomas pointing out. That is this distinction between, or this parallel, rather, between the Maris Negoyim and the bells, because they both relate to Lashon Hara. Okay, we also find in the Torah itself, Parshas Kisetze, Perkov Dalet Pasuches, it says, Hishomer Benega Tzoras, right? Be careful regarding Tzoras. The very next Pasuk, and Pasuk Tes, Parshas Kisetze, Perkov Dalet, Zochar Sashar, 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 Miriam. Okay, so Rashi there says, and Parshas Kisetze, Imbosol Izor Shalot Tilakim Tzoras. You want to make sure you're not going to get Tzoras. Al Tisaper Lashon Hara. Don't speak Lashon Hara because Zachor Asli Miriam. Remember what happened to Miriam? She spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. She got Negoim. Rashi gets that from the Sifrei and Kisetze. Please go Reish Ayin Hey. And it was Test 19. Zachor Shalosah Hashem Al Kechel Miriam. Plus Test. Chimayin and Zelazel. What's the two things connected? No. Lamerchah Shein Negoim Boim Al Lashon Hara. Now, then it adds a famous Kal Vachomer the Rambam elaborates on, right? Miriam, you know, loved Moshe and didn't mean to say anything bad about him. And she took care of Moshe and so on. She didn't even speak in front of Moshe. And she was doing it for his benefit, you know, what she was talking about over there with the marriage and so on. And nevertheless, gotten punished. Someone speaks Lashon Hara. That's how the Rambam ends Hilchos Tumas Tzoras, Perek Tezayin Halacha Yud, 20. She was older than him. Bishan, she was older than Miriam. Miriam was older than Moshe. She took care of Moshe when he was a baby. She endangered herself in Mitzrayim to save him. Okay. You know, when the water and so on, when they threw all the boys in the water. She didn't say anything negative about Moshe. Okay. Rather, she simply, you know, said he's like every other Navi. It's not so negative. He didn't bother him. Nevertheless, she got punished. And imagine someone speaks Lashon Hara. Okay. Anyway, just to end this point, interesting Balaturim in Parashat Tzavim, Perkov Ches, Posek Lamed Gimel, Ba'asisal Shul, Rimanet Cheles, etc. Ba'ayu Ayin Beis, can I get Ayin Beis, Maris, the garden? That's the first thing Balaturim says, fine, relating Tzoras to both. And then he says, how you figure this out, Posek Lamed Dalad, Pamon Zahav Rimon, Pamon Zahav Rimon, Al, that phrase adds up to Haim Shivim Ushtayim. Okay, do the math, okay? But it adds up, Haim Shivim Ushtayim. Anyway, not the number 72, but spelling out Shivim Ushtayim. It adds up. Okay, anyway, bottom line is this connection, and you had, according to we assume, 72 of these bells, either inside the Rimon, like the Ramban says, and then the Baruch Bachi says, or next to each Rimon, as Rashi and that's how the Rambam says. The Pasuk says in our Sedra, here in back in source number one, it says that he would wear this Pasuk Chavav of Perek Lamed Tes, Pamon Rimon, Al Shilav Yav Tzavik, Lishcharais. Okay, so the Tziv and the Hamik Dover here in Pasuk Kudah says, Kfar Biyarnu Sham, Shapodim Nitnu Kadei Shu Beregesh B'Shah Sheiris. What do you need these bells for? So you can feel them and notice them when you serve it. It's so to speak, reminds the Kohen who's wearing it, the Kohen Gadol who's wearing it, okay, that he's doing this for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it reminds him what he's doing. You know, he has the clanking, the clinging of the bells, reminds him what he's doing. He's here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Lusharis. That's why he wears these bells. An interesting approach. And therefore, you know, he'll be doing it for the right reason. It'll protect him from doing it for the wrong reason. Now, the Ramban, however, there in Parshat Tzavah says something else. In Perkov Ches, Pasuk Lamed Hey, 23. Uma she'omar l'mala v'nishma kolo b'vola kodesh v'lo yomus, hu al dati bir l'mitzas ha'pamonim. The reason you have to have these bells, wherever they were, k'nei she'ein b'em tzorach b'levisha, it's got nothing to do with the garments, you don't need them. V'ein derach nech bodim lasos, okay, that's not so... To have bells hanging, and that's not a, you know, something bakovedic or special. L'chach omar ketziba bavur sheyishma kolo bakodesh. Now, when he walks around, you know, these bells are ringing, you can hear him. The konesiv ne'adonov ki'ilu b'rishus. It's like he now has rishus. It's like he's warning Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, okay, that he's coming in to serve him. like ring a doorbell, or kiyabob hecha melech pisom chayav misa betachsus emalchus. You know, when you have a king, a human king, you can't just walk into his chamber by yourself without announcing yourself. Usually you have a guy by the door announcing the arrival of whatever, right? So that's what it is over here. Okay, and he mentions Achashverosh. We'll see the pesukim in a second. And he mentions also Gemara in Yuma that says, "Chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed." No one else should be there when he comes in. Even the people who are not really Adam, but look like Adam, name of the Malachim. Okay, so therefore, Al Kain Tzivah Lashmiya Kolo Kemosh Yikro Tziu Kol Ishmei Alai. It's like saying, get everybody out of here. Okay, I'm coming in myself to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu, not anybody else here. And then when he comes out also, he lets everybody know, you know, that he's come out. And the Rabbi Novachim, right, he also quotes that the Ramban does that the Malachim won't harm him because they won't be surprised by his arrival. Rabbi Bachi elaborates on this there in Parshat Tzaveh, Perakov, Ches, Pasuk, Lamed. Hey, he says, Kibivol HaKodesh, Belovishos, Shmona, Begadim, where's these eight special garments? Yishama Kolo. Okay, and his tefillah will be accepted because you'll hear his voice, when not his voice, but you'll hear his sound when he comes in. Yichlo od Kola Kola Me'il Bar Oshos HaPamonim. Okay, it won't just hear his voice when he davens, but you'll hear his voice when the bells. Okay, and it's a Derech Musa, it's Lidah Torah Derech Eretz. When you want to come into a king, you knock, you announce your presence. Otherwise, it's a lack of respect. Since we're in Rosh Chodesh Adar now, take a look at the Ben Abache and the Ramban alluded to the Pasuk in Megillas Esther 25, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud. This is when Mordechai told Hasach, who was the go-between of Mordechai and Esther, go in and you better go speak to the king and get him to annul the decree against the Jews. But Tomer Esther Hasach, but the Tveil Mordechai, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kol Avde HaMelech, Ba'am Medina Samalach Yodin, everybody, all the servants of the king, and everyone knows, Asher Kol Ish Rishah Asher Yovel HaMelech HaLachotzer HaPrimas HaShol Yikare. Someone would walk into the king's inner chambers without being summoned. Achas Dosol HaMis. It's a capital offense. Okay, it's a capital offense. You know, just barge into the king's chambers. Levad Ma'asher Yoshi LaMelech HaShavid HaZahav HaChoya. Unless he extends his, you announce your arrival, he extends his golden scepter, and that, shows that he's willing to see you. Then you can walk in. And she's nervous. I haven't been summoned to the king in a month. Anyway, so getting back to Menabach, and Ramban says the same thing. So too, when you're going into the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't just walk in. You have, so to speak, to announce your presence. That's the idea by Achashverosh. Okay? And also Gamei Tzamalachim. The Malachim and the servants of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? You don't want them to come in and then they're going to smite you for disrespectfully coming in. He also mentions the psukim regarding going in unannounced and going in alone rather than Perek Tes Zayin of Ayukro. Parshat Chemos, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, 26. Chol Adam Liyah Ba'ol Moed B'Vol Achaper B'Kodesh Ad Seiso. No one else should be inside when he's in until he comes out. V'Kipper Ba'Do Ba'Ad Beis Ovad Kol Kal Yisrael. Yushalmi Nyuma, Perek Alav Alokah Hey, right? V'Aksiv. That you look in Yechezkel, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud, describing the Malachim in the heavens, their facial features similar to Adam, similar to a human being. So when it says V'chol Adam, nobody, no Adam, doesn't only mean Adam human beings, but even Malachim shouldn't be this. You got to, right? That's what the Korban Eid explains there in Perek Aleph in Malach. Afilo Osen Shekosu Dmus Pneim. That's referring to Malachim. In any event, that's the purpose of these bells, to announce, so to speak, the Kohen's arrival. Good. So that's by way of an introduction of the bells on the Me'il. Okay. I entitled the Shir, Decorative Bells on a Sefer Torah, because we don't have the Me'il today, there's no Kohen Gadol, but we do have some shuls have Sefer Torah that have bells on them, or they have the bell on the crown that they put on the top of the Sefer Torah, or they have on the mantle, on the bottom of the mantle, something, some kind of bells, or some similar to the rimonim, different tassels, and so on. So the question is this proper, especially when it comes to Shabbos? That's, you have these decorative bells, may look nice and sound nice. Okay, so all right, on Monday, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh, but what about on Shabbos? So we'll begin with a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, who talks about the requirement to stand in the presence of a Sefer Torah. So verse 30, the Gemara says, Kedushan Lam Gimel Beis, Iboil Hu Ma'u Lamod Mipnei Sefer Torah. Is there a din you have to stand up when it's in front of a Sefer Torah? We know this. Where does the din come from? So, Chilkiyah Rav Simon Rav Elazar Amri, Kavachomer. the Kal Vachomer. Ibnei Lom Deha Omdim, if you have to stand up, which you do, in the presence of someone who learns Torah, Talmud Chacham, Mipanela Kolshigan, certainly the Torah itself, okay, that's clear. So you have to stand up when, you know, in the presence of, stand up in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Okay. Rashi says not just Ma'u Lamod Meyu, but Mimichayev, Rashi and Lamod Base 31, Ma'u Lamod Mimichayev will make him alone. Okay. Now the Meiri comments as follows on that Gemara and Kedusha Lamod Gimel Base. Sefer Torah, Kol's Man Sheng Ma'u Bion Oso, if you Hagbo, you lift it up. O Ma'virin Oso, Mimokom Lamokom, you bring it from one place to another. Om Dimipanev. Because Melom De Om Divinella Kosha came. We call Mokom, then he says, Dafka Sefer Torah Sheshu Kedusha Sarah, Ol Shar Swarm Ain Om Dim Klal. Not for, you know, they bring the Megillas Esther out or even individual volumes of the Torah. It's not in a full Sefer Torah. You don't have to stand up. Okay. So he's talking about by Hagba when you're moving it around and so on. So there's an interesting tshuva from the Rashba. Chela Gimel Simon Reish Pei Aleph. Rashba was asked by somebody. Shalta Amash Shoma Shomata. Sheina call Omdim Kan Bishosh Tibur Mara Haksav Lom. Well, you are the people don't stand up. When they have Hagbo, the Shlech Tzibur shows the, you know, kind of like opens up the Sefer Torah. By us, we do Hagbo from the two Atechaim, by the Sfaradim, they open up the container and so on that the Aron is in, and the Sefer Torah is in. Anyway, the people didn't stand up. How could they not stand up? So his answer is, Nira, you thought, why do you think they have to stand up? Probably because that Gemara we just saw. But he says, no raya. Once the Sefer Torah is in its place, you don't have to stand up anymore. Why? It's a separate reshus. Now, what does he mean by that? I suspect what he means is that in the olden days, the bima where they lain from, and you've probably seen this in museums or models of old shuls, it was very high. Where you, when you, even you go to the shuls in Tzfat, you know, the Arizal shul and these shuls in Tzfat, the bima, you know, where they lain from and so on, there's several steps to go up. It's higher. So it's like a separate rishus. So the Rashba says, Ein Adam Chayav Lam Rabo Shomed Lamala Bebeso Atama Lamatha Gabe Karka. You know, if the Rebbe is out on his porch and you're down below, so it's a separate rishus. You don't have to stand up. But certainly, says Rashba, when they bring the Torah out of the Aron and they bring it to the plate to the bima because of the duchan, then you have to stand up because then the Sefer Torah is in your same rishus. You only have to stand up when the Sefer Torah is in your same rishus. When we call a ra uktas midoshav at tibur sheishlamot gam mishas shul tibur zok for marik sablam. Many people do stand when they open up the Sefer Torah and they're standing on this high bima. Okay, but armoli shakol zemi covered Sefer Torah. It's covered. Nothing wrong with it. But it's not a course of minig. Okay, naguro bekomos. Okay, and that's okay. But you don't have to stand up. You only have to stand up when the Sefer Torah is in the same rishus as you are. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Aruchaim in your day, rather Simon Reish Membei is about a Talmud Chacham. Because the next question is, well, how long do you have to stand? I mean, it relates to this question. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins regarding Talmud Chacham 34. Im Karl Rabba Likos B'Torah B'Tzivur. If your Rebbe was called up for Aliyah. You don't have to stand the whole time the Rebbe's up. Okay, and the Ramah explains. If he's on a different plane, a different level, and you're down below, you don't have to stand up. That's what Rosh Bo. And a filu kisha sefer Torah alabima, ain sibur shavei sakneset tzvichem lamod. The sefer bereshus acheres, sefer Torah is a different shus, just like when the Talmud Chacham is a different shus, you don't have to stand. You want to, it's okay, but you don't have to. Yeah.
Rabbi. Remember Rav Lichtenstein telling us, this is also like 30 years ago, telling me, he goes, you only have to stand when the Torah is in transport.
Right.
Those are his exact words.
And he's right. Taz says it, actually. Taz, not that word. But the Taz is caught in Yud Gimel, there in some Reish Pei Beis, Reish Mem Beis, Yerodea, Kishasatevar Alabima, near the world of Yud Shulchan, Shugavah Miyud Tochim, even our Shulchan. Okay, the whole bima, the whole area is not totally separate rishus. Our bima is not that high, but the shulchan itself, you know, where the Sefer Torah is resting, that's okay. All right. And he says, this is what Lichtenstein is probably driving at too. Gam bizman shah Sefer Torah munachas barna kodesh. When the Sefer Torah is in the Aron, even if the Aron is open, we know our minig is we stand up as soon as they open the Aron. But strictly speaking, you don't have to stand when the Aron's open. Many shuls, my shuls, it's always announced by Ne'ila. you know, Arminius gets to leave the Sefer Torah, the Aron Kodesh open, the Sefer Torah exposed, the whole Neilah. But I was announced, you're not feeling well, you're tired, you can sit down. Okay, you have to stand for the Vidui. You have to stand for your Shlosh Midas. But you don't have to stand just because the Aron, some people don't, especially if someone doesn't feel well or is tired. People sit, and no problem, because the Sefer Torah is in a separate shus inside the Aron. We stand, I was covered, fine. But you don't have to. Anyway, that's what the Taz brings up. Now, in terms of, you know, at what point do you have to stay standing? So regarding a Talmud Chacham, again, the Gemara says in Yuma Nun Gimel Aleph 36, Ki Hod Rebelezer Kad Karav Mifter Minei Deb Yochanan. That was when Rebelezer left the Talmud of Yochanan, he left the presence of Yochanan, so he would wait, basically, Ad to have a Mixer of Yochanan until he couldn't see him anymore. Until he couldn't see him anymore. Okay, he was out of sight. Okay? We turned around, and was out of sight. So the truth is, if you don't see the Sefer Torah, we're going to, this will lead to our discussion about the bells. If you don't see the Sefer Torah, there's no need to stand up. Now, you know, most of the time we do see the Sefer Torah, you know, but I mean, let's say you're in a shul or it's angled or you're in a different part of the room or something. You don't see the Sefer Torah, you don't have to stand up because that's what it says. That's what Rashi says in Yuman Gimel Aleph. Ad have a mixim in Erev Yochanan, she'ein Rav Elazar ro'ehu. Okay? Or the other way around, Rav Yochanan, he can't see him, so you can turn around. Okay? So it has to do with seeing. That's the case with Talmud Chacham. That's the case with the Sefer Torah. Where do we see that's the case with the Talmud Chacham? So that has to do with seeing. So in the Seder from 2 weeks ago, Parshas Kisis, at the end, it says in Shmos Parak Lamed Gimel, Pasuches, V'haya Ketzeis Moshe El Ha'ol Yakumo Kol Am B'Nitzvu Ish Pesach Ohel Yaholo. When Moshe walked by and stood by the tent, V'bito Achrei Moshe Ad Bo'ol, they watched, they remained standing till Moshe came into his tent, and they couldn't see him anymore, then you don't do it anymore. And that's what the Gemara says in Kiddush Lamed Gimel Beis. 39. Amar Chizkia. Amar Luchanina Bereid of Ravo. Amar Ravo. Amar Dimi. Chifa. Whatever it was. Chacham over. Atam Chacham crosses by. Omid Mifon of Dal Amos. You only have to stand for 4 Amos. Kevin Shover Dal Amos. If he's 4 Amos away from you, if he's 4 Amos away already, then you can sit down. That's by a regular Tam Chacham. Okay? That's by regular. Av Bezin, if he's a higher ranking Tam Chacham, then Omid Mifon of Below Eno. Then you have to stand up as soon as you see him. Again, a regular Talmud Chacham, you don't have to stand until he comes within Arba Amos, and you can sit down again after he leaves your Arba Amos. Just right when you're right nearby, you have to stand. Av Bezin, you should stand as soon as you see him. But again, once he passes by, then you can sit down if he's more than 4 Amos away. But a Nasi, the chief in a Nasi, Omer Ufanam Al-Oedab El-Yoshev Ad-Sheyeshev Im-Kom O-Shenemar V'Bitu Achrei Moshe Ad-Bo'Ola. Then you should stand as soon as you see him, and remain standing until he comes to the place where he's resting. So it's the same thing. It'll be the same thing with regards to a Sefer Torah. Okay? I printed the Rashi in Kiddush Lamed Gimel Beis, right? That's when the Talmud Chacham. And that's the din, by the way. Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Hey. There's no Perek Hey. Perek Hey, Halacha Zion. V'chayav Lama Rabo Mishirana Merocho. For your own rabbi, you have to stand up when you see him from a distance below, and as far as you can see him. Ad Shiyaskasim Menu, that's like the Nasi, right? Your private Rebbe is like the Nasi. So you have to wait till you can't see him anymore, and then you can sit down. That's in Perek Hei, Bichlos Talmud Torah, Aloch HaZayin. Perek Vav, Aloch HaVav, 42, Haroach Chacham, the regular Stamet, Talmud Chacham, is not your Rebbe, Omen Parav Ad Shiyah, Eina Omen Parav Ad Shiyah, Gila L'Arba Amos, who came to Over Yoshe. Only within your Arba Amos, when he approaches your Arba Amos, you stand up. When he leaves your Arba Amos, you can sit down. Avbezin is the other din, and the Nasi is the other din. Okay, in the Shulchan Aruch, these dinim appear in Hilchos called Rabo, Talmud Chacham, Yerodeus, and Reish, Mem, Dalad. Sif Tes, again, Haroach Chacham over, Eno Amit, Shiagel, Tocham. Amos is different than the Chacham. Bani Hu Rabo, Muvok, to your Rebbe, then Omen Ufonim, Elo, Enov, you have to stand as soon as you see him, Eno Yoshevat, Shiskasem, Enov, until you don't see him anymore, or until he arrives at his destination and sits down himself. Okay, and then Sif Yod, if he's Muflok, B'Chacham, you know, he's a Galador or something like that, so then the din of Rabo, Muvok. Okay. Anyway, that's with regards to Talmud Chacham. As for a Sefer Torah, so we look now in the Rambam, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud, Alacha Beis. Sefer Torah, Kosher, Nogim, Kedushi, Sefer, Kavod Gadol. Number one, Sefer Torah, you have to have great respect, and you have to treat with great sanctity, and so on. Alacha Tes, Kolaroa, Sefer Torah, Kishum, Mahalech. Like the Rucham said before, you see a Sefer Torah in transit, or being transported. Chayav Laman Panov, you have to stand up. You Hakol Omdin, everyone has to stand. Ad Sheyamod Zeh Shumahalech Bo, because you're going to Makomo, Ad Sheyaskasim Enayim, until either the guy, the Sefer Torah arrives at its destination, you've arrived at your destination, or no longer see, then can't see it anymore. Again, let's say it's in the part of the shul, it's an angled shul, or somehow you don't see it. And then Halacha Yud, the Rambam, of course, mitzvah liyachla sefer Torah, mokom lechavda lehavda yosem midai. There should be a special place for the sefer Torah. We call it the Aron, because after all, it contains the luchos, which were in the Aron in the Mishkan of Beis Hamikdash, and various other dinim. You're not supposed to spit in front of a sefer Torah and undress in front of a sefer Torah and so on. Okay. And unless the sefer Torah is in a separate domain. Kesef Mishnah, on the Rambam in Perek Yud Alochates, writes, Koloro Sefer Torah, says the Mokor is his Gemara Kiddushin. Okay, speaking about the Torah Chochma and the Nasi, and the Kesef Mishnah says, just like with the Nasi, you have to stand up as soon as you see him, and Allah sit down until he reaches his destination. So Kosar Rabbeinu, 2 lines in the bottom, 45. Because Rabbeinu, Shehu Adin B'Sefer Torah, the Nasi Mitam Rabu, the Chai Lomu, the Havi Moshe Rabbeinu, Alam HaShalom Garina. We learn about a Nasi Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara had the Kal V'Chomer. If you stand up for someone who learns Torah, then certainly have to stand up for the Torah itself. Because Rabbeinu, Ad Sheyamod, Zeh Shehu Mahalech Bo, Kishyagen Lom Komo, Klomar. The Omid Lofos, Dino Ke Mahalech Me'achar She'en Ha'omei Derech Keba. Meaning, if the guy carrying a Sefer Torah stops for a minute, just because he's tired or he wants to stop for a minute, then you can't sit down, okay? Then that's not arriving at its permanent place. Shulchan Aruch rules this way. Now we come to Reish Pei Beis, or they say Reish Pei Beis, Nochel Sefer Torah, Siv Beis, Haro Sefer Torah, Kishu Mahalech, Chayav Laman Lefonav, we will call Omdim Ad Shiyamod Zesh Shemalich Vigil Komo, Ad Shiz Kasmahem. There are more rites, Avach Lefnei Chumashim, Shalanam, Ar Chumashim, which are individual scrolls, not just a printed Chumash, that too, but you don't have to stand for that, and Yesh Machmir, and somewhere Machmir on that. Now, on what about if you don't see the Sefer Torah, but, and this comes to our issue, you can hear the Sefer Torah being brought. Okay, well, there is a Gemara in Kiddushin a little earlier on Lamed Aleph Mudbeis 47, talking about standing out of respect for parents. So Gemara says there, 47, Rav Yosef, Kavashama Kol Karedimi, when he heard his mother approaching, Amar Eiko Mikama Shechina Dasya, let me stand up, it's like standing for the Shechina. That was a covered kibbut aim that he had. Now the Beis Yosef, here in Yerodeis and Reish Pei Beis, told me to save the Torah, and those Beis writes, Kosovet Manoach, the Hu Adin, HaShomeyes Kolo, just like when you see the Sefer Torah, like we discussed before, you have to stand. Okay, so too, Hu Adin, HaShomeyes Kolo. Afo Pishenero, if you don't see him. Look, the teacher of Yosef was blind. Okay, so he wasn't going to see anyway. So he heard it, he stood up. So that's the Rabbeinu Manoach, the Kesmisha Kosovet Rabbeinu Manoach, and that's the din by Sefer Torah too. Even if you can hear it, Chayav Lamod, and adds the Beis Yosef, and everybody went off. Here it is. Balkain Nogu Lasos Pamonim. That's why they put these bells and so on to make a sound in case someone can't see the Sefer Torah. It's a crowded shul. Your view is blocked. Whatever hechatims you want to come up with, okay, you'll hear the bells. And then you'll know the Sefer Torah is, as the Rukum quoted from Lichtenstein, in transit. What did they say? Transport. In transport, being transported.
He okay. said. He said transport. I remember him right. saying that. So that's right. that's what he. I
that's
think
the
he,
motion. So
I think he was referring to this. That's not a din ri'ah. It's a din in this.
Right, knowing that it's being transported. Yeah. Right, so right. The Sefer Torah is being transported. Even if you personally can't see it, that says the Beis Yosef quotes it. That's why they put the bells on. And his raya is in that Gemara Kedusha Lamed Aleph Mudbeis. Just quoting 47. That he quotes from Tarfon, our version of the text of Yosef, not Reb Tarfon, whatever it was, stood up. You know when he heard his mother approaching. Okay, and indeed the Ramah mentions the following in Simon Reish Pei Beis Siv Beis 49. Ramah mentions Hashomea Kol Hanose Sefer Torah. You hear the sound of the of someone carrying the Sefer Torah being transported. Afal Pisha in a row, so Chayav Lamod. Okay, now the Levush there in Simon Reish Pei Beis Siv Beis writes 50 Haroa Sefer Torah Shubahale Chayav Lamod Lefonov. You are called Omdim, etc. Like we said before, I was going to stay standing until the Sefer Torah arrives at its destination or until the person stops walking and not in front of our Chumashim. They're on the same Kedusha. And then he writes, second part of 50, Be'yesh machmirin, be'omra filo ha-shomea kol anosei Sefer Torah, o kol ha-pamonim, shebe Sefer Torah. You hear these bells, afo pishnaroso, chayav lamo. And the Shach says that as well. It's quite dalad there in Sereish Pei 51. Be'chein kol ha-pamonim shebe Sefer Torah. Okay, quotes Aterazov. Aterazov is the Levush. Okay, Levush, the author of Levush, was named Reb Mordechai Yaffe. So he named his works after the Pesach in Megillas Esther. I'll say this because we're 2 weeks in Purim. So the Pesach in Megillas Esther says, U Mordechai Yotzef Ha'melech, B'Levush, Malchus, T'cheles V'chur, It's one of the psukim. It's the second pasuk we say out loud, okay, in the Megillas Esther. So his name was Mordechai. The author of Lavush is named Mordechai. Mordechai Yafis. He calls it the same for Lavush, Lavush Malchus. And then another one was Lavush Tcheles Lachoya, different the nicknames for his different form. Anyway, it's called the and the one on your day topic is called Lavush Aterazov. That's also in that passage. Okay, anyway, so he quotes this business with the bells. Interestingly, though, the Taz takes strong exception to this. The Taz there in Simreish Pei base 52 takes exception. He quotes the Beis Yosef, okay? Beis Yosef quotes the Beis Noach. That's when he put the bells, okay? But of a low New Orleans okay. I don't think that's correct. You came with Shabbos, and Lahotzi also Sefer Torah. You can't bring that Sefer Torah out on Shabbos when the bells are going to chime, okay? The Mashmiya Kol, right? There's an Isra on Shabbos called Ashmos Kol. And, you know, it's making sounds like an instrument. Okay, Ashmos Kol. It refers to Orchaim Simon Shina. Hey, see if you could help me see all this. Okay, Gabi Zug Shabbat Savar Behemo, Poke Zug Shabbat Savar. I'm not letting an animal go out on Shabbos. It's like the cowbell. And some animals had time between their horns, the bells, and so on. So now I have that on Shabbos. That's Haino Mishum Isra Ashmos Kol B'Shabbos. You can't produce sound. An animal walks by itself. It's different. So you're not allowed to lead the animal. Okay? The animal doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but you do. So there's an issue of Hashmos Kol, the Shabbos. Now, the Alpha Gav, the Shom, the Simon, Shin, Lamates, Kosta Ramon. We'll see all this. Yesh Om, the Zmanazah, Kol Shori. There's some who say, oh, this is Mutter nowadays because we don't know how to fix instruments anyway. The whole issue with musical instruments on Shabbos is you may come to fix it, then it's going to violate the issue of Makabapatis, Tikkun Mona. Okay? Fixing something on Shabbos. We don't know how to do that today. But still, Mikol Mokum, Kavish Adai Rishon Yesh Isser, and I don't agree with that. Amai Navi Lechatchila. Why should we do it Lechatchila? The Prat B'Sefer Torah, certainly the Sefer Torah. But sooner, furthermore, Dein Mekel Shom Elabos and Ram Shein Domen Mamash Klishir. Look there, the Ramos Kula is something which is not in itself a musical instrument. Okay? Like knocking with your hand or clapping or stuff like that. It's not really so similar to a musical instrument. Avo Behag Zug, this bell. It's like a bell that you play, you know, part of an instrument. It's domet felet klishir. Yesh isel diver kol. Lochei nirali concludes the Taz there in Reish Pei Basic on base. La sos osem pamonim. Mushum hachel ovir amo. Kein beza besak nesu michu ba mesukum. I heard I had some shuls and they objected. They got rid of them. So the Taz does not like this idea with the bells. Now, what's he talking about with the animals? So there is a Mishnah in Shabbos, nun dalem beis. Ain chamor yotzer v'das b'zman she'enek shurlo. Again, there's no iser on Shabbos for behemah. However, you're not allowed to have your behemah do work on Shabbos. So, for example, let's say I have an idea. There's no erev, I can't carry, so I'll put all these things on my animal. And I'll leave my animal over there. I didn't carry anything; just the animal did. So, the rules about the whole parak called b'meh behemah is what things can be on an animal, and you can take it out, and what things can't. So, it's here to want a saddle. But the second part is the lo bezug afal pishu pakuk. No bell, no cowbell, even if the clapper is not there. Okay, that's interesting. He's not going to make any noise. Shouldn't have it go out with that cowbell on. Okay, and it's Rashi's Shabbos and Dalman Beis 54. Afal pisha cholo pakuk. It's stuffed up or whatever. Other some way it doesn't. She'ena inbel shalo. It's clapper. It's not mekashkesh lashmiya kol. It's not going to create any sound. Okay, why? What's the matter with that? So the Gemara explains it's a marasayan problem because when you used to bring an animal for sale. That's what they used to do. They had a bell on, and that's how they attracted people to listen. So it's a Mara sign. Even if the bell's not working, it's a Mara sign. That's what the Gemara says on the Dalmud Beis 55. Alo bezug afa mishum pakuk mishum de mechse kiman de osa lechinga. Okay, Rashi says, the pakuk means sasum, stopped up. But chinga is l'shuk, limkor, to the marketplace. The tolen bozug lanos, you put this bell on. So you're not allowed to do it, even if it's not going to ring. And the Rambam passing this way, hukl Shabbos perak chof, you don't lead camels that are tied to one another because that's what he used to sell them. And the same thing. And again, don't have the bells. So, but again, that's the mukkar the Taz. But back in 52, it's in Reish Pei Beis Yukon Bay. He says we're concerned about Ashmos Kol, even with not no bell, but certainly when the bell rings. In the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Ches, Simon Shin Hey, Simon Shin Hey, Sifin Aleph, 58. If the bell is stopped up, you can have the animal roam around your courtyard, but don't take it to Zerabim, because it looks like it's going to be sold, as Mr. Brewer says in Cotton Mem Gimel. Okay. But, so therefore, if you have an Isra Vashmos Kol, so the Taz says, I object to these bells, because you're not allowed to eat. Forget about the fact that with the animal, you have an additional problem of Maris Ayin. It looks like you bring it to the marketplace to sell. But certainly, if the bell's going to ring, even if it's stopped up, we have a different problem. The bell's going to ring. That's an Isser called Hashmos Kol on Shabbos. So how can you have bells on your Torah crown, on your Torah mantle, that are going to take it out of the yard? It's going to cling and ring on Shabbos. Okay? Now, it's true. If we take a look at Simon Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Gimel. So a number of things that are forbidden on Shabbos relating to Hashmos Kol, relating to instruments, Siv Gimel. Ein Metapchen, Lahakos Kaf Al Kaf. You don't clap on Shabbos. Which we'll see in a moment is based on a Gemara. Okay. And even to bang and tap on the ground is a problem, or something else is not allowed, because that's the way keeping a beat, you know, keeping a beat. There's also a problem to keep a beat on Shabbos. All these things are not allowed on Shabbos because they're all part of the Gzera Shemisakin Clay Shear. Kolzeh Kyotsu Ba'aser. Gzera Shemisakin Clay Shear. Ramor writes, okay. People do clap and dance on Shabbos nowadays, at least by the Chassidim anyway, or we do it on Simchas Torah. The low machina, but we don't do it. Mishum the mut of Shushogin, because people don't know better. But then he writes, the Eish Omer, like we said before, like the Taz quoted, the Eish Omer is not as that cold story. The Enel Bekian Basis Kleshir. Clapping is not going to lead anyone to tune up instruments. We don't know how to tune instruments today, so therefore there's no Gzera. That's the Milsal Shriachu, so that's what the Ramor mentions. Now, this not clapping and dancing and stomping your feet and so on. That's a mission in Beitza, Lamed Vav in Beit 61. The mission says, "Lo matapkin, lo masapkin, lo merakdim." Matapkin Rashi says in Beitza, Lamed Vav, "En matachim liyad, en misakim liyerech, en merakdim regal." All these different things. And the Gemara says it's all because Zeri Shamisakin Kleishir on the bottom of Lamed Vav in Beit 63, Shamisakin Kleishir, and the Rambam Paskin Sway Hichlus Shabbos Perchov Gimel Alocha Dalid. Again, to bang and to clap, all these things are not allowed. Okay, anyone that smacks of musical instruments, and Allah Hey, it says it has to do with Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. Okay, so the Taz says, well, if this is the case, then, you know, how do you have these bells? Okay, these bells are mamish like a musical instrument. And by you taking a Sefer Torah, you're causing it to ring. So the Shulchan Aruch in previous Sefer Aruch HaYin Simon Shin Lamed Ches and Sefer Aleph writes, Hashmos Kol B'Klei Shir Oster, straight out. You know, using a musical instrument to make sounds on Shabbos Osir. Now, lahakish al adeles ukiyotze b'ze keno teno derech shir mutter. To knock on somebody's door, that's not a klei shir, and you're not doing it for keeping a beat or for, you know, for musical purposes. You want to get in, so you knock on the door. That's mutter. There are more rights, and if you don't really do anything, for example, he says people who make certain sounds to call somebody else, you know, almost like whistling or, you know, make sounds with your teeth, you know, you know, some sounds like that. Okay, he said that's allowed on Shabbos. But he says, the usur on the second line of Ramo adds, second line 65, this is in Simon Shin Lamed Ches or Archaim Sif Aleph, the usur lahakos b'Shabbos ala delas b'tabas hakavua b'delas. Some doors have a built-in knocker, a built-in thing, and that the Ramo says you shouldn't use on Shabbos. Afal pisha and mechavan l'shir, even though you're not doing it for instrumental purposes, b'komokom hova kli miyuchad l'kach, that's what it's there for, usur. Okay? And therefore, he also says that the shamish, the olden days, used to have a shamish walk around and wake people up to go to shul. He had a yeshiva also, right? Tell him how he banging on something, you couldn't sleep, you know? And they banged the doors and whatever, made a lot of noise to get you out of bed in the morning on the Shabbos also. Okay? So, they had an instrument that they used, that the Becker, that they call them the Becker, right?
In the old shuls, they had a clopper on the umud. They would leather. A paddle.
Yeah, right.
That used to clop Yalaviovo.
Right, so that type of paddle is what you're using on Shabbos. Yeah.
Clopper, they use it on a regular basis, so it's still there.
Still there. Some shuls still have it. Good.
Have high umud. They have the high beam also. I wanted to tell you that.
Good. Where the Bialystok?
Yeah, they have the high beam.
Yeah, there. I've been there. Correct. Now here too. In our Chaim Simon Shin Lamed Ches 66, on this din of Hashmos Kol, the Taz again, Lashitosa, Taz and Kon Aleph, writes, Mikan Mashma, the Kol Shekain, the Osa Lissos B'Shabbos Ritzua, Shabbat Tluya Pamonim Ala Paruches, you shouldn't have any bells on the curtain, Kedei Lashmiya Kol, Lan Shebesh HaKnes B'Shoshim Otsiyan HaSevetor, the Zeh Ikravat HaTelekol, it's made for the sound. That's what it's made for. And if they have it, the kain nira limchos b'olam should stop it. So this Tazel Shitoso doesn't like the bells on the Sefer Torah, the bells on the parochas for the same reason. Now the Magen Avraham disagrees. The Magen Avraham there in Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sifkat Aleph, right? It's only if it's derech shir and so on. However, he writes kol mashmiya kol she'en mechaven l'simcha. If your goal is not, you know, to have music and simcha and rejoice and so on, kigon shamish shemekashkes obeis hakneses, that he says is mutter. In Cain, he says, second line of physics, in kol shekain hanu pamonim sheba parochas, the less be sorry, disagrees with us, no issue whatsoever. She'en kavan osheh shemeh b'ne'imo b'nachas, he's not doing this to play some nice melody, you know, to cause some nice melody with these bells. That's not why he's, you know, he opens the Oren, where he moves the Sefer Torah out and has bells on the crown or bells on the mantle. He's not interested in playing some kind of a musical instrument, okay? B'ne'imo b'nachas. And not only that, he's doing it here for a mitzvah that people should hear that the Sefer Torah is in transit and stand up. The Sefer Torah is being transported. He's doing it for a mitzvah. You have these bells, like we said earlier, the Beis Yosef quoted from Minim Anoch. You have these bells and let people who can't see the Sefer Torah know that the Sefer Torah is being transported, so you got to stand up. So it's a dvar mitzvah. And furthermore, another reason, Yesh L'Hokel, okay, again, the Torah mitzvah we mentioned, he quotes it from the Shach. It's not exactly what we saw in the Shach. Okay, the shach that we saw, I'm just pointing out, full disclosure, the shach that we saw back in, I think, 51, back in the Yerodeus, Simon Reish Pei Beis, Yukot and Dalad, shach just said, Kain kol ha-pamonu shem sefer Torah, and it says it's allowed, but he doesn't have this idea that, well, it's different because it's Dvar Mitzvah. So I don't know, the shach specifically doesn't say explicitly that it's Dvar Mitzvah. That's how I'm going to Avraham read it, okay? And we said you can dance for a dvar mitzvah like on simchas Torah. So also you can do this. And he quotes it, even though the Taz, Yerodeah, and here asks it, the minig is to be mekel. And furthermore, that's not the intent of the person. Forget about that no musical instrument is being played. You're opening the Aron for the purpose of opening the Aron, okay? Or moving the Sefer Torah to get the Sefer Torah from one place. No, not your intent. So those are the coolest the Magen Avraham has, Machzah Shekel, on the Magen Avraham there in Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sifkat Aleph. Writes Baruchas Nami Nu Del Chatchila Osim Bozogim Lashmir Kol Beisha Posiach Aron Hakodesh Kedei Lashmir Om Biyamdu. You put it there so the people hear that the Aron is being opened, that the Sefer Torah is being moved. So therefore, Mikol Mokom Posiach Ain Kavanoso Kim Lito La Sefer Torah. Bottom line, it's not the kavan of that person, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, for everybody, that's what he says. Okay, now Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Aleph, Shkot Lamed Hei, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Aleph, for more quotes in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Chav Gimel. Mutar lotzeis bezog arug and dafka shein b'im inbo, ein mashmim kol. Bells that are woven onto clothing, but you can wear them on Shabbos as long as there's no clapper inside to make the sound. Okay, but the Magen Avraham, okay, Magen Avraham says it's not really, and Sukkot and Lamed Hei doesn't understand that psak l'ramah. He says, what's the difference? Okay, what's the difference? It's not a kol shel shir, not making musical instruments. Okay. So maybe it's only to what kids with it, or maybe trying to make a sound with it and so on. But that's the Magen Avraham there. Anyway, the Magen Avraham is Mekel, like the Shach, and like the Rove, not like the Taz, to have these bells. The Elia Rabba, Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sifkat Aleph, right? Pamonim al Sefer Torah or Parochas, Hataz Biyordeh Sim Reish Pei Beis, Kum Reis Vekan Sim Ramal Oser. But he quotes in Achatzi, the Magen Avraham is Mater, okay? And therefore we're Mekel. And he jumps from there and he says, so too, a bell by a door. Okay, which sometimes you open a door and it rings a bell, right? Now I'm not talking about the doorbell per se, that we have an electronic doorbell. I'm not talking about that. He's not talking about that. He's talking about sometimes you open a door and there's something on top. You ever go to the cleaners or someplace, you open the door, there's a little thing attached to the top and it rings to let people know, no electricity, to let people know that you're coming. So he said that's also allowed. Okay. Or at least according to some. Some people say that's also loud because that's not your intent. Your intent is to open the door and to get in the room, not to make that sound. But that is a question. Some want to say, okay, that the heter, the dancing, it's not real, it's, or clapping or stomping, that's, that may be different. Buddy, right, so-called self, the parochas, forget about the bell in the by the doorway, but the parochas, that's a mitzvah, okay? But according to Magen Avraham, who says that that's not your intent, then you can be mekel here as well. The Rav Balatanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Aruch Haim Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sif Aleph, is Mekol Mokom, regarding the bells, Ein Isser B'zeh, The only issue with the instrument is when you're mechaven to make a sound with an instrument that's used for that. You're not interested in this. It happens by itself. Okay? And you're not interested at all. He gives some examples of that. He said, that's mutter. And the second part, he writes, umitam zeh, mutter, lislos b'shabes ala paruches, ritzua shabbatulim pamonim, kedei lashmir kol anshe b'sakneses, b'shoa shemotziem ha-sefer Torah, kedei sheyishmu v'yakumu, sh'af shezeh ha-tola pamonim, skaven sheyashmiu kol b'shas psichodaron. Ultimately, the people put it up there, and you want it to ring, so it notifies people the arm's being opened, and say, the arm's being transported. But mikomokom osa poseh aron. The person who opens it, that's not his intent, okay? And even if it was, ain't lesser, came and shoot tzarech mitzvah. It's for a purpose of a mitzvah, sheishmon biyakumu. And therefore, for like we do allow certain things for chol, we allow it for a mokom mitzvah as well. So we see the row of the poskim are not like the Taz, and they allow the bells, aruch ha-shulchan, and Tziv Gimel and Shin Lamed Ches writes, 73. You want to make noise, but it's not a musical noise, not for music. That's not the type of sound that comes aser. He mentions Yesh Misha Machmer Zen, deference to the Taz. He quotes the Taz. Okay, but Veino Ikra, it's not correct. And the minig pashur b'chol olam, the widespread minig is to have these types of bells on the Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah 74, Simchat Mevav there in Mishnah Lamaches. He also quotes the Taz, and he says the Shach disagrees. He also quotes the Shach as saying it's because of a mitzvah. Again, I didn't see that in the language of the Shach himself, but he says for a mitzvah, different things you can clap and dance. We do it on Simchat Torah. He quotes, okay, there's also Tzorach mitzvah, but he says, yeah. As far as calling people to shul that we didn't allow, right, that they make no, they can do without, they can get the people to shul without that. All right. Anyway, and he quotes the Shari Ephraim. Some hold the Chatchila since the Taz asks so strongly, Chatchila, you shouldn't do it. But when we call the Shinago, that's what I'm going to run. But if some place they do it, so it's perfectly okay. You don't have to make any fuss about it. Okay. And the same thing, question about when you can open a door when you know that something's going to make a sound. So again, that's a machlokes. He says, according to Taz, it's going to be usher. The Rambam says it's going to be mutter because that's not your intent. And certainly not making any musical sound and so on. All right, so that's, he quotes the Gra, seems to hold like the Taz. Okay. And he says, when the purpose of the bell is to make noise, so that's different. And that's, it doesn't matter what your kavanah is. All right. Anyway, that's what comes out. I did see in the name of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says today, he wonders whether you have, you know, maybe the Taz is right. Again, the Taz is in the minority, and we do allow bells or, you know, curtain bells on the parochas or bells on the mantle to notify people to stand up. Shlomo Zalman wonders about it because it says today, most of our shuls are constructed. You don't need that. You can see it from anywhere. But all right, just in case you can't, you know, there's room to be made. The radio is safe. In Truvi Abia Omer Chelik Gimel Chelik Arachaim Simin Chav Beis, you know, Salav quotes in the Sharidea another reason Lahakim, because since the whole reason was Hashmos Kol, because Shemi Yobolosak and Klei Shir, we find in Halacha, and he says that some disagree with this, but sometimes you find in Halacha when something is done by a private individual, then we're Choshesh, maybe something's going to go wrong, but when it's in a group, a lot of people are not Choshesh, everyone's going to go wrong. So since it's in Shul here, what, everyone's going to think now you can tune up an instrument or fix a thing? You know, a person by himself might think that, but with Tzibur, it's different. But he says the Yesh Lidcho is not necessarily. Conclude with the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner, Chuvah Shevet Halevi, Chedek Aleph, Simen Samech, Aleph, Oz Dalet, Binyan Avuvu, Rochaim, Simen Shinun Laches, Plutas HaTaz, Omer Avram, Odos HaPamonim, Ala Sefer Torah, HaTaz Asa, Omer Avram, Zmatir, Heim Lo Dibur Ela Pamonim, Ktsas Gedolim. He thinks that whole discussion was much bigger bells than we have now, which mamish you could hear it all over the place. Abel kayom osim pamonim bechesa shel Torah. Nowadays, most of the bells, I remember Rosner died just a few years ago. Most of, if you have bells in a Sefer Torah, most of us, I don't know if I recall ever seeing bells on a parochas. I don't even know if I've seen bells on the mantle either. Our bells are in the crown, right? The crown that's on top of the Sefer Torah. So he says, Abel kayom osim pamonim bechesa shel Torah. She kimat ain't shomer. You barely hear it. Okay, that's really only there for decorative reasons. Pshita de mutar, and certainly mutar. So I think that's the practice today. The people want to be choshev the taz. They won't have it, but some of the fancy crowns do have it. And, you know, maybe, is Shiva Levi right that that's different today? Maybe. Okay, maybe the bells were bigger than ours, are just only for decorative purpose. Anyway, that's just an overview of the issue of decorative bells in the Sefer Torah. And then most of the poskim seem to say it's mutter to have it on Shabbos as well. Shabbos and a guten Shabbos and a guten Chol.